some 24 karat magic to your weekends on 919. Bruno Mars there. So we are celebrating Freedom Day. We are celebrating South Africans across the country and those abroad on the stateside connection too, who are waving the South African flag and doing amazing things. One of which was Mike Abramovich. We started the interview segment with him last week on the show, and he just had so much to share. I didn't want you to miss out on anything he said during our conversation, because he's such a fascinating man, from playing touch to coaching to you name it. He is, in terms of success in the touch realm, one of the greats. So he's based in Switzerland now. During our interview last week, we covered some of his background with playing, just with the future of the sport in terms of introducing it to the Olympics, it becoming an Olympic sport. This week on the show, as we wrap up the interview with Mike, we'll be discussing his involvement with the Federation of International Touch, as well as his own company that he founded, Intertouch, and what his next few months look like as things build up towards the Touch World Cup, which is taking place in July. South Africa's participating. Let's check it out.
You are currently the board director of the Federation of International Touch, or FIT. Would you like to share with us a little bit more about what the Federation does?
Yeah, so the Federation essentially is the organization that is the controlling body of the organizational body of Touch worldwide. And we're appointed by the members, and we're beholden to the members, with the members being our national touch associations across the world. So we're voted on by, and there are currently five board directors on board. We're voted on by the members across the world, and effectively we're there to govern and control the rules of the game, the laws of the game, the structure of the game, as well as provide the certain high profile tournaments, the Touch World Cup being one, the Atlantic Cups, the Asia Pacific Cups, the Asian Cups, European Championships. We're basically there to forward further that, but our main thing is to further the aims of our members in their nations, to find a system to grow the game as much as possible, and we just essentially oversee that at that whole process. And we're currently looking to become, we're basically a board, but now we're in the process of advertising and going through the process for appointing a COO, for which will be the first time that the organization will have a chief operations officer in our midst, who will then take over the management and day-to-day structure of the organization, and so that the board can function on more than being a board, because the board is currently fairly operational, which we want to try and move away from and become and get an operational management committee, a management board, and then that kind of board.
Okay. Right, now besides that, you're also the managing director for Intertouch Sports Leagues and Events. Tell us about that company.
So I moved to the UK in 2000. I used to be an investment banker for a number of years before I left South Africa. Moved to the UK with my wife, and we both were in banking. I was in there for a few years, and then I decided I'd had enough of the city and I wanted to have a career change. And I'd always wanted to be involved in a sports organization, and there was a friend of mine, Graham Wallace, who was at the time, and we discussed and he had been involved in touch operations for 2 years in South Africa, he had been to the UK, and so we decided to basically grow this company called Touch Sports Leagues and Events, and it started literally off the back of a box. Now, ultimately, we had the concept to try and develop our concept of sports leagues and events around the UK, and we started in, I suppose, in September 2000. In London. We started a little bit before that overall in London, but I got involved in September 2003. I think in London we had 13 teams that we started with, and to the extent that when we were at our peak, we were having 1,300 teams, 1,400 teams across all our leagues, across the UK. And we've extended our reach. COVID hit us for a bit, like it did many organizations. I mean, in 2020, we did nothing. In terms of operation stuff, just because we weren't allowed to. And since then, there's been a definite shift in how people are involved in sports, and certainly around the city. And London is a populous area where a lot of the bigger corporate leagues were. So that's definitely been a change in that. But we've expanded our sporting league offering around the UK, where we've got more venues around and closer to where people now live as opposed to where they work. So yeah, I mean, that's the, in a nutshell, that's where we are as an organization. We've been around now for over 20 years and a very, very good group of people have always been working with us. You know, never about one person or two people who would do your business. It's lots of people. There'd be many people, be that people that we've had contracts or people that have been permanently employed who've been stalwarts in the business, who've driven it more than one person. So I could never take full credit for that. Massive team.
Well, fantastic. Mike, it's been fascinating having you on the show. How hectic is your schedule with 3 months out before the Touch World Cup? I would imagine you have so many things going on at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're having our AGM next month in May before everything. I'm off to London in a couple of days' time to go and oversee some of the league that are happening there. We've got 190 teams playing in the Touch World Cup, which is a huge increase. It's the biggest Touch World Cup we'll have ever had.
Wow.
Increase. I think we had close to 115 teams at the last one, which was held in Malaysia in 2019. So 5 years on, to have another 75 teams, we're talking about 70% of increase from the previous Touch World
That's
Cup.
That's phenomenal.
Incredible. And that's just testament to the work that all the National Touch Association members have put into it. But yeah, there's a huge amount of the organization around that, but there's a really good team at England Touch, headed up by a chap by the name of Chris Simon, who's the CEO of England Touch, and aided really by Sammy Phillips and their strong team, who are doing a really amazing job on the ground to prepare and deliver the best Touch World Cup we've ever had. Yeah, I mean, there's a huge amount that's happening. I've got to head back and forth between the UK and then here. At least, I think, 9 or 10 times in the next few months.
Wow.
For my friends, I'm also helping Coach Wales, so I'm going to go be in Wales.
You sound like a person who thrives on being busy and juggling all these balls at the same time.
I don't know about thrive. I maybe survive. Yeah, maybe sometimes I can say no a bit more, but no, it's all good, and it's... if you're doing something you love, it really works. So it's, to be involved in sports and to be doing things with really good people is what we do.
Fantastic. Well, all the best for the next few months, and I hope that the Touch World Cup in Nottingham is a massive success. Mike Abramovitz, one of 5 board directors for the Federation of International Touch and managing director of InterTouch Sports Leagues and Events, thank you for joining us on 919.
Thanks so much.
Good vibes. 919.